When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
It is the Johnny B Show, hour number two. Johnny B out tonight. My name's Will. I'll be here with you for one more hour, and I'm greatly looking forward to it. 727-579-1025 is the phone number. Social media, Twitter, X, and Instagram, home_made_man. And joining me, as promised, right now, comedian Zach Townsend, paid vacation. You can find him on YouTube and Instagram, and also his personal Instagram, Zach Townsend_ZAC. And then Townsend with an underscore. Let's get him on the line. One of my best pals. Hello, Zachary.
Hey, Willie boy. How we doing?
Oh, it's good to talk to you.
Yeehaw.
Talk to you.
It's like we don't do this every day.
Yeah. Right. Well, people can actually hear it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm scared of.
Yes, true. Well, we'll
you guys should hear well when he's not on the air.
Yeah.
A lot of N-bomb.
No, stop that. There's already rumors flying around about that. Don't get me in trouble. So I wanted to have you on because you have this paid vacation comedy.
Oh, wait, I thought I was calling in to get the Chuck Glass ticket.
God, that's tomorrow. He's actually Johnny's with Chuck tonight, believe it or not, at a benefit doing a comedy show.
Gosh, I'm always a day late.
Yeah, a dollar short.
A day late and a minute short. Am I right, folks?
Yes, sir. That's right. But I wanted to have you on because you have a comedy. Again, I want to emphasize the word comedy here. Would you call it satire? I don't know. But definitely it's meant to be funny,
yeah.
Right?
Parody.
Yeah. That's a good word. And you did a parody comedy video. One of these, I guess, reviews where you go around a city. You lived in St. Pete for a few years. You're originally from Connecticut. You moved here, and then you ended up moving to Nashville a few years ago. But you kind of hopped onto the trend of doing this, like seeing what's around the city, doing reviews because there's chicks that did that.
Yeah, like what we saw going on was a big trend was these hidden gem bars. They would do, you know, they would make these corny reviews for these hidden gem bars, which are like the most popular bars in the city all the time. It's as if like they're like hidden gem bars, and then they're like, you know, Hogan's Beach House or whatever. It's just like it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like being like hidden gem restaurants and like taking you to McDonald's.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And then like they're blowing our minds. Then we started doing like hidden gem bars and making them really funny, giving like honest reviews. And, you know, what we do is, you know, we make them funny. So, we put the corny music behind it. And there was a couple people that weren't too happy with the St. Pete review. I'll tell you that much.
So this is, obviously you want to go see the actual video to watch it. It is very good. Zach Townsend.
Yeah, it's on my personal Instagram at Zach Townsend, ZACTOWNSEND _.
So you can find it
go
there.
Go watch it.
Yes, but
I'll fight in the comments with everybody else in there.
Well, here's what I want to do. I think we're gonna find some value in the audio. I think you can still, you know, we're in the Tampa Bay area. This is downtown St. Petersburg we're talking about. So a lot of people are going to be familiar with the area and probably a lot of these places that are mentioned here. Again, I would like to emphasize that this is a comedy video, a parody video. And Zach stopped by some local places. Now, there was one group. And I would like people to listen at home because I think you're going to be surprised by the group who found this offensive. So here, let's play it. Let me pipe it up here. Here we go. Oh.
Most blossoming cities. We've got it all. beaches, great restaurants, and bars that let you do cocaine almost openly. Today, I'm going to show you some hidden gem bars in this city populated by rich gays and poor service industry folks. Either way, the people here are slinging meat. Let's go. Steve's Tavern, one of the biggest staples in St. Pete. Steve's keeps it historic, from the grungy pool table to the art on the walls. This cocaine den is a cash-only bar, which is convenient because after you do a line of yak with that sweaty $5 bill your front-of-the-house coworker gave you, you can hand it to one of the bartenders for a moderately priced drink. The Benz. If you're looking for a place where everyone is bisexual, and by that I mean everyone here is trying to f*** your girlfriend, then boy, do I have the bar for you. This little glory hole in the wall bar is a perfect place to grab a drink and catch a live performance, or venereal disease. The Dog Bar. This adult watering hole is filled with hairy bitches and their pups. Just kidding. Kind of. Anyways, if you're looking for a bar where you have to worry about things getting in your drink, it smells like piss, and where public humping is accepted, then head on over to Park and Rec. But if that's closed because there's caution tape around the dance floor, then bring yourself to the Dog Bar for a cold mother barking beer. Like and subscribe for more hidden gem bars around Sunshine City. I got my head
out this song. By the way, what is that song? Because it's been stuck in my head.
What a catchy song, huh? It's a real toe-tapper. It's called Sunroof by some guy. I think his name's Nick something. I gotta get familiar with that because everybody always asks me that. But I know the song is called Sunroof.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I wouldn't say it's good necessarily, but it definitely gets stuck in your head.
Oh, it's great. No, it's great. It's a great lift, pick-me-up song. It's like drinking a mimosa in your ears.
Yeah, that's a good description.
You're just like, this is awesome. Yeah, it's like morning. You're like, you know, you shouldn't be doing it, but it's still giving you life.
Yeah.
By the way, for some reason, that song is blocked. And this is so random, but this, some people might find this interesting. That song is blocked in Russia.
Interesting.
Any video that we put with that song online will not get shown in Russia. It's banned.
Huh. I mean, it is kind of gay. I don't think there are bananas about gays over there.
Are you kidding me? Look at all those pictures of Putin shirtless on a horse. How much gayer can you get than that?
Yeah, that's true. So there was a group that was not bananas about this video and made some complaints in the comments. And by a few, I mean...
Speaking about bananas, did you hear what Lizzo did to her backup dancer?
I did, yeah. That is something. So... I don't know. Like, I think I played this video on our podcast that I have, HMB, not ours, but Anna Hummel's and I's podcast.
Oh, nice. So seven people heard that one.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
True. So true. That's hurtful and true. So, and she was said what you would think, because at the beginning you mentioned, you know, gays. You said rich gays and poor industry folk are the one who runs St. Pete.
Yeah, so that's true.
So she went with, the gays were offended, and she couldn't have been.
You should do a game for this one. You should ask people. You should give three groups of people who you think got offended, and have people call in and guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't have anything to give away, so I'm just gonna tell you who was upset. And I told her at the time, I was like, you could not have been more wrong, because in fact, the gays were liking the video and saying
the most supportive people. Probably the reason it went. You know, it doesn't go viral. I don't consider that viral. A guy like you probably consider that viral. A guy like me doesn't really consider that viral.
Sure.
Not to, you know, shake my tail, folks, but I do numbers over here sometimes, from time to time. The gays, the St. Pete gays loved the video, actually. They absolutely loved it. They were commenting all over it. They loved messaging me. This is awesome. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
But the group that was not happy... I think people are going to be surprised to learn this, was Steve's Tavern patrons. Some of them were not bananas about your representation of them in a, again, comedy parody video. They were complaining in the comments, right?
The people who are supposed to be the coolest ones. That bar, when I was living there, that was like the cool, like you were cool if you went over there. You got it. You just got it. You know what I mean? You hung out. It kind of felt like you weren't supposed to be there. Like it just felt cool, you know. But those people are the most offended by the whole video. Those are the only people that I got hated on for.
Now listen, I can tell you the rep. I've lived in St. Petersburg for too long, and I can tell you the rep of Steve's Tavern is that you can buy cocaine there. Now, allegedly, I may have firsthand experience with this because I may have at one point in my life bought and done cocaine at Steve's. I mean, this is just something that, and by the way,
folks, I hate to out myself, but I might have been with them a handful of times.
Yes,
doing it.
You definitely were. And, the thing about it's not like they're the only ones, of course, but I would say they're the most well known. There are plenty. St. Petersburg in general is a giant bathroom to do cocaine in. That's what St. Petersburg is, especially.
That's
now.
All St. Petersburg is. But that's also like, you know, that's two of the biggest groups of people that do drugs recreationally are the two that I named in the sketch in the beginning.
Yes.
Rich gays and poor service industry folks.
So true. So true. Those are the main demographics for cocaine. Yeah. Especially in St. Pete. And it's unfortunate.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We don't bash them.
No.
We mentioned it.
Alcohol and
in
cocaine.
In a funny way.
Alcohol and cocaine really go together like peas and carrots.
It is like peanut butter and jelly.
Man.
Bert and Ernie, like the two guys in the Sonic commercial that would sit in the car. I mean, they have great chemistry, those two things.
It really is phenomenal. I mean, and the Benz has there's so many places in St. Pete.
The Benz, dude, I'm sure No Vacancy has it over there.
Oh, my God. You know. Tryst. And again, this is not to smear.
Oh, Tryst, are you kidding me? Emerald?
This is not to smear.
All of these places, by the way, I've done it there.
Yeah.
All the ones that we've missed. I lived there for 4 years, folks. I was getting around downtown.
But that's, I mean, like, it's just like any other city, too. It's not like just St. Pete, but I feel like it might be more so in St. Pete than potentially other cities. Like, definitely more than Tampa. I have a feeling.
You know, I think it's anywhere that the service industry is huge there. I think that's just, I've lived in a lot of cities, and, you know, that's the demographics of, you know, my friends who do it. I hang out with comedians and, you know, service industry people, you know, and a lot of them are kind of, there's some overlap in those groups, and those people love drugs, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And maybe it's like I guess some bartenders there at Steve's got a little offended, and they don't like the fact that people are, having this, I don't know, feeling or representation of Steve's, and they try to police it. And I'm sure that's probably true because, you know, but that's what it's known for. Like, I'm sorry, but everybody who lives in St. Pete knows that, unfortunately, or fortunately, too, I mean, depending on how you look at it, like, that's a place that you would go. For that.
I just want to make this known, too. In the video, we never talk trash about the staff. We never even talk trash about the establishment. Really, we don't. If anything, we're bashing the clientele that they have.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in reality, it's us. Like we said, we're laughing at ourselves. So it's, you know, some people got upset, and it's so silly to be, you know, 40 years old and getting, you know, messaging a young 30-year-old man like myself on Instagram.
I think you're closer to 40,
to
right?
Down.
You're closer to 40.
I'm 32.
Oh, really?
I'm 32. We're not all as old as you.
Yeah, true. Yes, and I noticed one of the gotcha posts in the comment section was that the bathroom that you used in the movie that's fake was that it wasn't Steve's bathroom. That's where
it was in the Benz. Yeah,
yeah, that's where they got you with.
Yeah, he really nailed us on that one.
Yeah. So you had people sliding into your DMs telling you to take this video down because it's affecting people's livelihoods potentially, which is the most insane thing that I've ever heard in my entire life. Whoever sees,
if
this,
anything, it's going to boost clientele. I think
whoever sees,
there's going to be some.
Yes, sorry. I guess there's a little delay on here. Whoever sees that video and goes, you know what? I am never, ever going to Steve's because of this video should be shot. I mean, but that's not a thing. That's not even a real person. Of course, everybody knows that it's a parody comedy video.
Yeah, and that's what exactly. You know what? And it's got over like 100,000 views at this point. And there was one person out of 100,000 people who viewed it. There's one person that messaged me asking me to take it down. And as if his opinion mattered, some entitled prick asked me to take it down. And folks, I'm just going to let you know, I listened to him. Just kidding. I told him to frig off.
It's just so weird. Like, we got this guy, Marine Rob, that calls in a lot, and he got in trouble. He got banned for 7 days because he said, he said the R word, meaning rape, online on Facebook, and they suspended him for 7 days. It's just tough when you post stuff online, people can go back to it, look at it, and find a reason to be offended, and then they see the campaigns that have been successful in the past where you become a part of something, and you're on a crusade now to correct a
mistake. You're finally on a team.
Yes.
You're a guy who has been walking around, and then all of a sudden you have friends.
So,
you know, you guys are all united. United in hatred is a scary thing to see people, how many people, jump on that.
It's just so silly. I thought, man, I was expecting, like, if you were to say that the gays were upset, then I'd be like, okay, I get it, maybe. But Steve's bar patrons, who have probably spent too much time in Steve's doing cocaine in said bathroom, it's just a little rich for me. So I thought we would draw attention to it today. And you should go watch the video because it's funny. And you should go check out Zach's other videos and Paid Vacation as a whole. Ali stood me up last night, so I didn't want to ask him tonight if he wanted to come in because it would hurt my feelings.
No, Ali stinks anyways. But he's he's in the video with me. It's insane. It's very funny, though, to watch people. If you guys like watching people embarrass themselves, there's some comments in there. A lot of people arguing. A lot of people getting told to, take a hike. I've had a lot of people. I mean, I video's got 100,000 views. There's one guy who asked me to take it down and demanded I take it down. Not even asked me. Demanded I take it down.
Yeah.
And then there's maybe about, I don't know, 30 other DMs that I've gotten that are saying this is the funniest video because of how accurate it is. So, I don't know, folks. I lived in St. Petersburg for 4 years, and I was a degenerate, so I'm pretty sure I know my way around the bar scene out there. Anything I write about it.
You're like, what's... I mean, it's kind of cool, honestly, that it's known for cocaine. Kind of. I mean, it has that stigma. It has a little...
That's what I'm saying. It made it cool, you know? It's one of those places where, like, you know, I feel like it's one of those places where, you know, everyone's welcome there, but it's like you walked in there and, like... When people knew you see people that you know in there, it felt cool. You felt like you felt like a part of something. Probably how these people who feel a part of something online feel by hating on something.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess they still have their own community. Like, I haven't hung out in Steve's in a long time, mostly because I don't do cocaine anymore. But I guess people.
It's a lie, folks.
No, it's not. I guess.
You act up right now, folks.
What do they want to be known for? Like, they do, like, Bible readings and have a wine or something? Like, what?
Well, it's not a big place anyways. I don't know. I don't know. The guy who reached out to me, he wasn't the owner. I'll tell you that much. I know that. I don't even think the guy worked there, actually, the guy who reached out to me. Just a man offended on behalf of the bar, you know, that probably could not care less about him.
It's bizarre, but I guess that's where we're at now. But anyway, go check out the video. I saw a picture with you and Joe List last night. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to open for the legendary Joe List last night. Very cool. Awesome guy. I highly suggest checking him out and his special on YouTube. Just came out. Enough for everybody.
Nice.
Very funny. One of the best in the biz.
What do you got going on this weekend?
I got nothing going on this weekend. I am just chilling, making a couple more sketches. Going to do a couple Nashville bar reviews. So if you guys like that kind of stuff, keep an eye out for that. We got a lot of really funny stuff coming. We're filming that and a couple other sketches this weekend. So going to be busy doing that, making the ha-has, getting these 45-year-old people with nowhere to go mad.
Cool. Well, plug yourself one more time, and then we'll talk soon.
Yep, at Zach Townsend on Instagram, folks, is where I'm most active. At ZACTOWNSEND _. Check me out on there at Paid Vacation Comedy on Instagram and also on YouTube.
Phenomenal. Zach Townsend, thanks so much for calling in, and good luck.
See you, buddy. Love you.
Love you, man. Can't wait to see the future sketches. Bye. See ya.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. justcallmo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.